This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa today to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. This will be Mr. Modi's fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. On the sidelines of G20 summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Our correspondent reports that this will be the fourth consecutive G20 summit held in the Global South.
At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will put forth India's perspective on the G20 agenda. The Prime Minister is expected to speak in all the three sessions of the summit. On the sidelines of G20 summit, the Prime Minister will attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting and also hold bilateral talks with several world leaders. India's High Commissioner to South Africa, Prabhat Kumar, said the Prime Minister's visit is a significant opportunity not only for the G20 but also further strengthening bilateral relations.
It's a great opportunity to not only for the G20 but also for bilateral relations. The coming of Prime Minister to South Africa, and this is the culmination of 20 years of one round of the G20. So this is an excellent opportunity for us, for India, and people are looking forward for Prime Minister coming here.
Excitement is also building within the Indian diaspora in Johannesburg. Ms. Avanti, who has been living in the city for the past 10 years, expressed her enthusiasm about Prime Minister Modi's visit.
We are very excited to welcome him. I was fortunate to meet him 2 years back when he was here, and he has an aura. Like when you meet him, like, you know, he'll greet everyone with the same respect. And I was fortunate to like shake my hand with him. And I'm looking forward to welcoming again with the same excitement.
With the first G20 summit taking place on African soil, India's participation underlines its continued commitment to the Global South and its partnership across the African continent. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Supreme Court has held that the court cannot impose any timelines for the decisions of the President and the Governor on granting assent to bills under the Constitution. The Apex Court pronounced its opinion advisory on whether it can impose timelines on the President and state governors for acting on bills passed by state legislatures. The Supreme Court has opined that courts cannot set timelines for the President and governors to grant assent to bills passed by the state legislature. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice B.R. Gavai issued its opinion while answering 13 questions referred to it by the President Draupadi Murmu under Article 143 of the Constitution, pertinently whether timelines can be fixed for the Governor and the President to grant assent to the state bills. Punjab police has busted a Pakistan's ISI-backed terror module in Ludhiana following an exchange of fire in which two accused were injured. One of the accused was critically injured in exchange of fire with the police yesterday. Ludhiana Police Commissioner Swapan Sharma said that the two had opened fire when they were intercepted in Ludhiana following information that they were roaming in the area. Two grenades and five sophisticated pistols were among the items seized from them. According to the police, the duo were tasked with throwing grenades at designated places to cause unrest. Indian Panorama will open today at the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa with the screening of two films. Rajkumar Periyasamy, directed Tamil movie Amaran, will be the opening film of the feature film section, while Hindi film Kakori, directed by Kamlesh K. Mishra, will be the opening film of the non-feature category. Indian Panorama section will showcase a total of 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films, which include 5 debut features and 5 web series competing for awards. Indian Panorama, which is considered the most prestigious section of IFFI, celebrates a diverse range of Indian languages and genres. India concluded its debut campaign at the World Boxing Cup Finals 2025 with a stunning haul of 9 gold medals on the final day in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.